died of B. Wells at the turn of the century. It was very easy to be lynched because they said that black men were out to rape white women, but that wasn't the truth. There was a fear in the community of African-American men, and you don't have to have a PhD or teach in the seminary, or you don't have to be from the community or be sagging with jeans or whatever. You can be a preacher and still be targeted. I'm a witness to that. And treated badly. And so Oscar Grant represents for us something that we all have to stand up against, and a faith that we have to continue to remember. In my faith tradition as a Christian, as a Baptist in particular, every first Sunday we come together and we celebrate what we call communion, where we recite the words of Christ at the communion table, where Jesus says, "As oft as you do this in remembrance of me." And he was talking about his own death. He was talking about his own sacrifice, and cruel injustice of a man who's about to bleed, blood's about to be given. But he shares bread and a cup with the people around and says, "As oft as you meet and you gather, do this in remembrance of me." And as often as we meet and as we gather like this, this has got to be done in the remembrance of Oscar Grant and all the other Oscar Grants around the country whose blood is shed, whose bodies are broken, that we might break bread and share cups with one another to find unity and strength and make a difference in the community. Just one more thing. My grandmother used to say something. Grandma used to say, "The people keep a coming and the train done gone." And some of that meant that some people had missed the freedom train. But I think about the train here. The trains are going, but the people keep coming. You keep coming because I believe that you have hope, that you have belief, that you still have faith. And so what I want you to say after me is, "I still have hope. I still have faith. After all that I have been through, after all that we have been through, that all that Oscar Grant's family has been through, we still have faith and love." So put your hands together, and through this faith and love, let's continue to believe and hope and make a difference. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we have more words of inspiration, courage, and healing from Pastor Humphrey. Pastor Humphrey.
I'm basically here as a member of the church, and I just don't feel like that the church can be silent and be absent when our people are being killed in the streets. And that's why I'm here. I don't have a lot of articulate stuff to say. My grandmother told me, her theology went like this: right is right and wrong is wrong. And killing is wrong, I don't care who does it. If we kill each other, it's wrong. And if the police kill us, it's wrong. And somebody has to stand up and say that. So I've come to stand with Minister Muhammad, me as a Christian pastor, him as an Islamic minister, because when they pull you over, they don't care if you are a Christian, they don't care if you're a Muslim, they just want to know if you're black. And that's why I'm here. So I'm standing with Oscar's family because I want to make sure, I don't want to wait until they arrest my son to get involved. Thank y'all.
And next we're going to bring up to you, as we continue this holy day, this first day of the year, Minister Keith Muhammad. He is a minister in, I believe, San Francisco, and he has come out today. He's a proactive member of the clergy. I've always seen his name and that he's always been on the ground floor, on the grassroots or something. So here we are with this beautiful opportunity to bring all our different faiths together and merge with this one common goal of this family. This family that has extended what happened to them on a personal level and a private level to include all of us. They don't know us. They didn't know me from Adam. But I stepped up to the plate. I was asked, and I tried to say, no, I'm not qualified to speak on religion or faith or anything like that. I don't have religious credentials. But here I am at the grassroots, and I am so fortunate to be a part of helping to shape the legacy of Oscar Grant and harness this energy that we all have here today and to carry it forward into the future, standing straight up with our back straight as one, with the same common goal to uplift and shape the legacy of Oscar Grant at the direction of Minister Wanda Johnston and her brother, Cephas Johnston, also known as Bobby. So with that, I would like to introduce Minister Keith Muhammad.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, the one God, to whom all praise is forever due, the Lord of all the worlds. Allah, the creator of all things. Allah, the revealer of all truth. Allah, the sender of all prophets. We thank him for Moses and the Torah. We thank him for Jesus and the gospel. We thank him for Muhammad and the Holy Quran. And may the peace and blessings of the one God be upon all of his worthy servants. As a student of the teaching of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, we could never thank him enough for intervening in our affairs and raising the most honorable Elijah Muhammad to lead, teach, and guide us, and leaving with the honorable Elijah Muhammad a helper, one that would help us to better understand his mission. And it is he that I represent to you, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. It is in their names that I greet you. With the greeting words of peace, we say it in the Arabic language, As-salamu alaykum. These words in English simply meaning peace be unto you. We're gathered here, of course, because on January the 1st of 2009, many of us were awakened with terrible news. And when we were awakened, most of us, quite frankly, did not yet know what happened on January the 1st until footage released from a cell phone camera found its way to YouTube and eventually to KTVU. We're thankful for those passengers on that BART train on that night, five of whom have already had their footage entered into evidence. We're told that there are somewhere in the range of 30 videotape pieces of evidence. Can we give a big round of applause and thanks for all of those courageous passengers who pulled out their phones, who pulled out their cameras, who did what many have failed to do spectacularly in the past. One of the reporters asked me before we started this program today, what made this case different from so many others? As has been stated before me, many of us can declare out of personal experience, I am Oscar Grant. Because what Oscar suffered that night is not unlike what so many men, women, and children have suffered in Oakland and all over the country, being confronted by unjust rogue law enforcement officers with a chip on their shoulder on that particular day. So when we declared, I am Oscar Grant, be crystal clear that most of us did not have the benefit of someone recording for the eyes of the world to see what happened to us on our fateful days. And so we're thankful to the family of Brother Oscar that on January the 1st, they heard what had transpired. But on January the 1st, we had yet to learn. We were blessed that Reverend Humphreys, who spoke before me, opened the doors of his church that on January the 3rd, we happened to be at his church in what has now become a weekly town hall meeting, where we've been in his church town halling on a weeknight. Councilperson Brooks was with us one night. A drive-by shooting happened while we were in there having a town hall, because we recognize the importance of organizing and mobilizing our community. And when we learned that Oscar had been killed, we were already there in a town hall having one for men only. Later, 2 days later, with a town hall at Arroyo Viejo, Councilperson Brooks and I and a handful of people began to dialogue over what now was being seen in the national and local news of the killing and murder of Brother Oscar. By the way, Brother Oscar was murdered. And we want to be clear on that. I read in the paper this morning where there was a reflection on the homicides in the city of Oakland. And while we know that one homicide is too many, what it reported was that of the over 100 murders in the city of Oakland this year, that Oscar's life was yet to be recorded in that circumstance as a murder. Well, out of those 107 murders, let's be clear, no one has been arrested in most of them. Very few of them is it clear who the assailant was. So we don't know what the intention was of those that murdered our brothers and sisters that lay in the graveyards of the city of Oakland, in the city of Richmond. We don't know many times who the shooters were. But in this instance, there is videotape footage. We know who the shooters were. We know who the murderer is. So for the Oakland Tribune and whomever records these things to declare that it won't even count Oscar Grant as one of the 100 plus murder victims in the city of Oakland, quite frankly, that's just wrong. So let me say, as we move forward in our vigil, well, a vigil is a spiritual thing, which is clear, but you know, faith without work is dead. So when we're spiritual, there is a necessary work that goes along with that spirit. And so we are honored to share with all of you, regardless of faith, regardless of race, regardless of economic status, that we stand together to demand justice for Oscar Grant, and that we stay together until justice is served, and allow no one and nothing to disturb our try and our road toward justice. In closing, the Bible says justice stands afar and equity cannot enter, because truth has fallen in the street. And as a result of truth being on the street, out of our ignorance and out of what we just don't know, many times we just don't do the right thing. But Jesus said, ye shall know what? Ye shall know what? And the truth shall make you free. So let us continue to organize weekly. We'll return to Olivet next Saturday for our follow-ups. As we know, on January the 8th, Johannes Mezeli will begin to face hearings in Los Angeles County. On January the 9th, we'll be back to report to you exactly where it appears this trial is going. And so may God bless and keep us to remain vigilant. To be vigilant, by the way, means to be prayerfully watchful. Amen. We want to know every element of this case. We don't want to allow any step to occur that we are not right there ensuring that judges do right, that attorneys do right, that prosecutors do right. Because, quite frankly, the history of our struggle in this country has been so long and so hard, we would be remiss in our duty if we didn't watch and make demands that everything in this case goes as it should go. So may God bless and keep us to remain organized, to remain united. I leave you as I came before you. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. And you know, to carrying that forward, I'm thinking about one of the silent organizers of this event. We have had many people in the background working, but made significant contributions to what you see here before you today. And I noticed that we do have elected officials here, and they are here and not to take a photo op and leave, but they have been organizing as well. So Desley Brooks, I would like to give her a hand. Abdul Jalil Al-Hakim, I'd like to give him a hand. He had a hand in all of this. He's going through his own thing here in the state of California. If you ever get a chance, look up State of California's Superior Court, Alameda County, Al-Hakim versus CSAA, and look at some of the transgressions that the judiciary has put him through. But he continues to come out when he sees injustice, and he continues to fight with his back straight and moving forward. And that's, I think we need to all watch each other's backs, because we do have a lot ahead of us. We've had a lot behind us, but we have even more ahead of us. And we have a black president in the White House, and that's fine, and that's well, and that's a tremendous thing, a vision. However, we cannot rest on laurels, for we don't have any laurels to rest upon. With that said, I want to now introduce a colleague. He is on the board of Charles Houston Bar Association. That's where I know him from. His name is Adante Pointer, and he's working with the family of Oscar Grant closely. He's also in the office with John Burris, who is the attorney for the family. And what do you have to say to us this afternoon?
Thank you. Thank you. I'd like to just thank everyone for coming out here today. Those who are here, and also those who are not necessarily physically present, but spiritually present. It took all of our community coming together to get to this point, and it will take our community remaining together to move past this point towards justice. Once again, my name is Adante Pointer. I'm an attorney with the law offices of John Burris. I bring greetings from Mr. Burris, as well as obviously personally from myself. I am an Oakland and a Bay Area resident, born and raised here, and this case means so much more. This issue, this movement, this moment means so much more than just a single day. While we have the luxury, I would say, of beginning a new year, Oscar Grant does not. He did not. Okay? I've worked with the family. I've looked into their eyes. I've been around, and I know how painful this is. So when you leave here today, you carry with yourself the memory of this young man who is not here. You look at your uncle, your niece, your nephew, your daughter, your son, your parent, and you hug them. But more importantly, you make sure that you stay active in the community. And let's push this case forward. Let's get justice for Oscar. I'm going to be here, and I challenge all of you all to be here with me. Thank you.
First of all, I'd just like to thank everyone for coming out. You know, this is a beautiful day. And I think more importantly, I need to share that though I may have put all this together, this was my sister Wanda's, Oscar Grant's mother, hope, was that we see the community come together, stand, and begin to represent what we as a community want, and that's true justice. And we realize as a family that in order for us to secure this justice, that it's only going to be gotten through the efforts of the community joining hands with us. So we, from our hearts, as a family, truly thank the community for even being involved in our lives. Thank you. And I'd like to say there's a few people here that I would like to acknowledge that I haven't seen, but I know are truly working in the background, like Carol Allen Ward, who is on the board of BART. Lynette Sweet, I don't happen to see her, but I'd like to recognize her as well as many other political figures who has been working in the background, as well as other clergymen who has been working in the background. You know, they not have always come to our house, but they have reached out. And it's to those that we as a family want to thank personally for just taking time out of their lives to help us through our difficult times. So with that, continue to enjoy what we have to present. This whole setup, this whole thought is a vision of hope. You know, this is a celebration, not a demonstration. It's to be emphasized over and over that this is to develop a vision of hope, which we truly believe many changes, many more changes will take place in the coming year. We have had some big victories in this past year, but yet, you know, with this new hope and the community standing together and seeking justice, many more changes will take place. And if I can, I'll cite one example, and that's the recent ruling concerning tasers in themselves. And if you're not familiar with the new ruling, it is required now that if an officer decides to pull that taser out, it must be because of imminent danger. You know, no more can they just simply point it at you and threaten you. You know, and we can say what brought about this change, as we know, was Oscar's death. So he's speaking to us now, saying that many more changes will take place through what he suffered for our new hope. Thank you.
We're going to switch over to some music. Miss Lorraine Taylor is here. She is the mother of twin sons who were taken too soon on the streets of Oakland. However, she took that tragedy and turned it into an opportunity and a teaching moment, and she continues to come out. She is on the ground floor and the executive founder of 1,000 Mothers Against Violence. Her name is Lorraine Taylor. I believe her current CD is called Gospel Gumbo for the Soul. We play her on the Gospel Experience, and I invited her out today, and it turns out the family already knew her. They already knew her. They had something in common, but again, the family has turned this legacy and shaped the legacy into a vision of hope. And without further ado, I'd like to bring to you this afternoon, January 1st, 2010, Miss Lorraine Taylor. Thank you, Gabby. I think that the majority of us today will agree that there is a God somewhere. Amen. Amen. And if you agree with that, when I say praise the Lord, I want you to do it three times and say hallelujah together. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. On December 15th, it was around that time, in the morning I read my Bible because I need to stay grounded. And I picked my Bible up and a program fell out. And I looked at it. It was the obituary of Oscar Grant. Now, I read my Bible all the time, and that program had not fallen out since last year in January. And a few minutes later, Cephas called and asked if I could be a participant on the program. Of course, I said yes, and he asked me for phone numbers. So I went to my desk, and there was Oscar's picture right there looking me in the face. And I picked up the picture of all of my cars, and my desk wasn't all that organized. I said, okay, Oscar, what are you trying to say to me today? Well, I listened for a moment. No, I didn't hear any voices or anything. But I looked at his picture, and I saw this great smile. And what I could sense him saying to us today is simply, thank you. Thank you for being here. And I think if Oscar would say, could say it to you today, he would say, thank you for being here for my mother and for my family. When Cephas and I were talking, he said something about vision. He said something about hope. And I said, I think you want to talk about sharing and telling a vision of hope. And I remember Solomon, who is the greatest man and was the richest man and wisest man that ever lived, said in Proverbs 28, and 18, I believe, he said, where there is no vision, the people perish.
But happy is he that keepeth the law. What a wonderful world this would be if we could just perish violence, perish those seven deadly sins, perish pride, envy, anger, lust, glutton, greed, and sloth. Yes, being lazy is a sin. And if we could cherish love today, can you help me to say perish violence, and cherish the love? As a child growing up in Mississippi, I used to wake up every morning around 5 o'clock because the roosters would crow, because they do what they do, right? So eventually I would just wait until they stop crowing and start ignoring them and turn a deaf ear, because there was nothing that I could do to stop the roosters from crowing. 15 years I lived in the city of Alameda, right next door. I knew about the violence. I heard about the violence, but I did the same thing. I turned a deaf ear and I did not do anything, even though I could have done something about it. I did. And that's part of my grief today. We should not wait until it comes to our door. So on February 8, 2000, this is almost 10 years ago, I got that call that my twin sons, yes, both of my twin sons, have been murdered in Oakland. And then I decided to do something. I want to encourage you all today that there is lots of work to be done, and there is something that we can all do. Because I'm not the only mother. Wanda has lost her son. And there are so many mothers. Since 10 years ago, I'm sure there are thousands. We average 100 deaths a year. Thousands here in the Bay Area, in the world, and abroad, who have lost their lives to senseless violence. So I'm a representative today for all of those mothers out there who could not be here to offer my support, a song, and ongoing compassionate support through 1,000 Mothers to Prevent Violence. I received a call from a mother this morning who attends our support group. Her name is Ms. Arlene Johnson, and she said to me, "Lorraine, I want to come, but my caretaker's son was shot 13 times last night, so I can't be here today." What a wonderful world it would be if we could simply... Yes, let me go ahead and sing. The song is Take a Stand, and I need you guys to help me to sing the chorus of the song, It's Time to Take a Stand. Ooh. song. You see, there is a time and a season to everything under the sun. But now is the time for us to stand together as one voice. Oh! Continuing on, Poets for Peace and Oakland-based Poetry Ensemble organization is in the house, and they have a couple of poets and their founding members as well, including Miss Sonia Langford and Miss Opal Palmer Adisa. Some of you may know her from the morning show over at KPFA, and from her books and from pen and from just basic literati here in the Bay Area. At this time, I'd like to bring to you Poets for Peace.
Imani, which means faith. I'm a mother of a 20-year-old, and so I'm here as a mother of a 20-year-old boy child, young man born in Oakland. And so it's from that space that I'm here and that I salute Oscar Grant's family. Sonia Langford and I started the organization Poets for Peace, and Sonia has flyers. We invite people who are interested, poets, writers, musicians, everyone, to be a part of the organization. We're going to be having monthly events. And the organization particularly is looking to organize youth and to come up with solutions that are not violent. Do you want to say anything else? And to share one poem, because the program needs to go on. It's called River of Change. I'm Opal Palmer Adisa. I am sitting on the river of change that swims with the tide. Hear how they murmur, those ones turned in on themselves, those ones hungry for something other than promises without hope. I am sitting on the river that changes and speaks in many tongues. Know that the ship is still to come, not bringing a prophet or brave ones. They are already here among you. Just turn to yourself and greet the noble souls trapped inside. Hear how the cough splits the silence. Hear how the breath gives voice to the noise. Look within and find the tale of tomorrow. It too belongs to you, but you must claim it. I am meditating on a river of change. It does not weep or laugh, it sings you. The rhythm flows inside your body. Just sit still and it will break loose and dance. Dance as if it fell in love with you. In the name of our ancestors, they say, as long as we chant the names, the person is never forgotten. At the count of three, three, I want us to very loudly say Oscar Grant. One, two, three. Oscar Grant! And the next poet, Reginald James. Thank you. Poets for Peace, we're on Facebook and Twitter.
Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, YouTube, all that. Assalamu alaikum. Good afternoon. It's an honor to be able to speak here today. I just want to preface this. I didn't get the honor of getting to meet Oscar Grant in person, but I believe that we know people by their family, by our ancestors, by their children. And just like my mother is right here before me. And, you know, there was a time when, you know, to introduce yourself to somebody, they elders would say, who your folks? You know, who your parents? And that's how you know them. And so I've had the honor to meet Miss Wanda Johnson, beautiful sister, brother Uncle Bobby, and Jack, and family members like that. And so I think through them, vicariously, I've gotten to meet them. Can y'all hear me? Because I can get a little louder, and I will. So I just want to say this poem that I'm getting ready to share is it was written by this brother named Jasiri X. And you can find the song and the video online, the brothers from Pittsburgh, and it kind of captures a different spirit. You know, folks was very angry following the footage being released and people dragging their feet in pursuing justice for Oscar. You know, had I done that, had I got killed somebody on film, if had I murdered somebody on film and it was seen, they'd have got me the same day. I wouldn't have been able to bounce out to Reno, to Tahoe. They'd have got me that day. And so I'm just grateful that it was seen. And I think the anger energy, we need to continue to use that to push to keep on the path towards justice. So this is an Oscar Grant tribute. And again, it was written by Jasiri X. And this was actually written January 8th, 2009. It's 2009, feeling fine from the party. After New Year's Eve, the train's getting rowdy. And having a few drinks doesn't make me an alky. People started fighting and somebody pointed out me. Here come the BART police charging me. I don't want the beef, I'm a father, please. I got a little girl at home, surely 4 years old. She my world, my flesh and bones, as tears started to roll. If they looked at him at the eye, in the eyes, they could see clear to his soul. But these cops only stand fear and control. Face down on the ground in a prone position. Bystanders started recording, cell phones was flipping. Thinking he's another brother on the road to prison. They have no idea they about to witness a lynching. The brother was flinching, but he wasn't resisting. And Johannes Messerly made a fatal decision. As he rose to his feet and took hold of his heat, the entire crowd, train, froze in disbelief. Oscar the father, barely over 20, with goals and dreams, a household and family. His last seconds on earth, he didn't know it could be. Only the dirty train station floor he could see. You hear the bullet explode through his fleece. You won't see an execution that cold in the streets. Damn. You see what happened? That cop started snapping. Cell phones they was grabbing. I had mine in the lining of my jacket. That cop was a cold-hearted bastard. Shooting him in the back is an act of a savage. The flash of a gat that smashed his whole future. You could lose your whole life just by being a commuter. As soon as I get home, I upload to my computer. Entitled it on YouTube, Cowardly Police Shooter. The rally's at 3 o'clock at the station up the block. The sign that I got says jail all killer cops. I'm hot to say the least, especially at the police chief who says the proof is inconclusive. You seen the video, man, and cops was ruthless. Why we all gotta be the one with the rules is. I'm tired of the silence and the goddamn excuses in the back of the police cruisers. Now I see cops in riot gear surround the protests. This is a peaceful demonstration. We don't pose no threat. Mr. Officer, do you have a child? If somebody shot him in the back, would you want him on trial? Would you want the DA and the mayor to vow? to get justice for an act so foul? I'm sick of all this waiting. I want justice right now. To hell with all this yelling. It's time for the rebellion.
That nice poetry, purposeful poetry. Now we want to bring up, I don't have to look at this, I don't need the run sheet for this, Reverend Dr. D. Mark Wilson, and I am not sure if he has the gospel chorus with him from UC Berkeley. He's all alone, and he can sing because I've heard him before. Welcome.
I just want to emphasize what the last speaker says about looking in the crowd and you never know where your family's going to be. And it takes Oscar Grant's memorial to bring family back together. I'm looking here and I'm looking at a young man standing right there named Ali, who's my second cousin. And last time I saw him, this is Gabrielle's nephew. Last time I saw him was at his brother's funeral and memorial service, who was killed by violent means here in Oakland. So our families all share that in common. And so as I lift up this song, I'd like to dedicate it to Oscar and to all the Oscars and Jamals and others in our families whose memories we carry, and to our mothers and our fathers who still have dreams, and the ancestors who had dreams for us. UC Berkeley Gospel Choir, those students are on vacation right now and coming back to school. And I remember I have many students who find it hard to complete their studies because they have to go back home when a sister or brother is shot or for a funeral of a friend there at the university. So I'm going to ask you to help me out with a little song by Sweet Honey and the Rock. It's called Ella's Song, from Ella Baker from the Civil Rights Movement, who had a real belief in young people and that older folks like us sometimes have to really encourage them and move out the way and let them be our dream for freedom. And so I'm going to ask from standing here, Cameron, raise your hand right there. Thank you very much, as a dear friend of mine, Cameron. From Cameron on this side, you're going to be one chorus, and from the We Demand Justice side over here, from the Black Student Union, you're all going to be the other side of the chorus. Okay, so everybody on this side, raise your hand from all over here. Raise your hand high, because you're going to be the choir today. I want you to say something like this. We who believe in freedom cannot rest. We who believe in freedom cannot rest until it comes. Say that. We who believe in freedom cannot rest. Yes, this is choir rehearsal. We who believe in freedom cannot rest until it comes. Try that with me. We who believe in freedom cannot rest. That's it. We who believe in freedom cannot rest until it comes. You're going to do this. They're going to say, we who believe in freedom cannot rest. We who believe in freedom cannot rest. Try that, everybody over here. We who believe in freedom cannot rest. I need a beatbox. Anybody get that? We who believe in freedom cannot rest. So put your hands together. All right, here we go. Come on, everybody. Over this side. We who believe in freedom cannot rest. I'll bring you in. We who believe in freedom cannot rest until it comes. Keep that going. We who believe in freedom cannot rest. We who believe in freedom cannot rest. There you go, come on. We who believe in freedom cannot rest. We who believe in freedom cannot rest until the killing of black men, black Mother, sons is the first verse. As important as a killing of white men. White mother, sons, we who believe in, we who believe in freedom cannot rest. We who believe in, we who believe in freedom cannot rest. That which touches me most is that I had a chance to work with people, passing on to others that which was passed on to me. We who believe. Here you go. Oh, the older I get, the better I know that the secret of our going on is when the reins are in the hands of the young folk who dare to run against the storm. We who believe in freedom, believe in freedom, cannot rest. We who believe in freedom cannot rest until it comes. Not needing the cut for power, not needing the light just to shine on me. I only want to be one in the number as we stand against tyranny. We who believe in freedom, believe in freedom cannot rest. We who believe in, we who believe in. Let's keep it going. Tell it. Come on, y'all, sing out.
A hand. Give yourself a continuous hand. Next, Ms. Barbara Becknell is here. She's going to come up and offer some words. What's that? Can everybody hear me? I'm losing my manners too. Let me acknowledge my nephew here today. I see him standing right here. He's on the front line. Ali Gary. That's his name. I just want to just acknowledge his work in the community against violence against young men. His brother died when he was 17 in the streets of Oakland. There's many of us here that has experienced that. However, we're merging this all together as a vision of hope for the family of Oscar Grant. That is our mission, that is our purpose, that is our goal. That said, without further ado, I remember this young lady's work with Tukey Williams. She's been on the front line, run for governor, stood up. Oh yes, I voted for you for governor. Oh yes. All right, so it's a pleasure to have met you, and welcome today.
So let's start by giving a hand to the pastor. He really worked us, didn't he? Thank you for that. So, lesson learned. I'm coming with a simple message. Forgive me, a simple message. And my simple message is, first of all, I want to thank the family. I want to thank Cephas Johnson and Wanda Johnson and Jack Bryson for inviting me here today. It's an honor. And my message is, we cannot and we must not forget Oscar Grant III. We cannot and we must not forget what happened to Oscar Grant III. This is the 1 year anniversary, but we need to be here on the 2nd year anniversary, the 4th year anniversary, the 10th year anniversary. And I want to stop there because what I believe is Today is the first day of the decade that by the end of this decade, by us remembering what Oscar Grant and by remembering what happened to Oscar Grant, we will use that memory to inspire us to mobilize this movement so that by the end of this decade, we have created justice, the right kind of justice in this country so that there are no more Oscar Grants. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And back before us is Minister Keith Muhammad. This is too tall for me, and that's one reason I like radio. You just set your mic still, and you're set. Okay, Minister Keith Muhammad is coming, and for reflection, thank you, Minister Keith Muhammad. Back to you.
Assalamu alaikum. This gathering for peace not only is to celebrate the life of our brother Oscar, but his family, having such hearts of love, recognize and understand that their son, their brother, their father, their cousin is not the only one that has been lost where justice has not been served. Our sister who sang for us so beautifully just a few moments ago, Sister Lorraine, that has lost twin sons to homicide here in our city, and as was pointed out a moment ago, that our MC's nephew, Brother Jamal, lost his life before what we feel was his time. And I'm certain that there are others that are here today that have lost your loved ones in a time that you thought that it wasn't time. How many are here that have lost our loved ones we felt before time? Let me just share with us that God's time and our time are not always the same. Our time is temporal, for no one of us will remain in this place that we stand forever. But once each of us find our final resting place, that the eternity of our life begins with God Himself. And so there is a sharing from God in the Holy Quran that offers us each a lesson, particularly in instances of injustice, in which God says, "Speak not of those who die or who slain in the way of God as dead, but that they are alive, because but many of us perceive them not." And so say after me,
I am
Oscar Grant.
I am
Oscar Grant.
I am
Sean Bell.
I am
Andrew Maupin.
I am
Gary King.
I am
Malcolm X.
I am
Martin Luther King.
I am,
and give the loved one of your family's name. I am. So may God bless and keep us to know that what we sometimes feel has been a loss, with God, that which we've lost, we have really gained. And so may God bless and keep us. Stay vigilant, stay watchful, and may God bless us all. Assalamu alaikum.
And you're not tired yet.
No.
This prayer vigil is lasting, and we're at the cream. It's like this cream has risen to the top, and we're just, what does that song say? I ain't tired yet. I'm working for justice.
Right.
Next, we want to bring, I ain't tired yet. Dr. Ramona Tosco, MD, is here, and as I said, our community we came together around this issue to support this family. And here we are. She's early. You know, these are not photo ops. So now I'd like to introduce Dr. Ramona Tasco, and I want to acknowledge right now all other families. Please raise your hand if you have experienced violence in your home, close to home. And let's have a few moments of silence. Thank you. And now I present to you Dr. Ramona Tasco.
Good evening. Good evening, my brothers and sisters.
Good evening, ma'am.
God bless you all. I'm actually just learning in this moment that I'm going to be addressing you. And I want to, first of all, say to you some things that I think I haven't heard as yet. And I want to say some things to you that I think that you need to hear. So many of you have been touched by the events that occurred in the early hours of New Year's Day this time last year. Some of you were moved enough to come to town hall meetings, to go to demonstrations, to appear at courthouses, to go to preliminary hearings, and some of you kept vigil in your own homes. Some of you kept vigil in your place of work. Some of you carried the name of Oscar Grant in your hearts throughout the course of the last 365 days.
Okay.
And you may or may not have been present as part of a collective such as this. But the fact that you are even here today, when there are things that you could have been doing other than being here today, we want to stop and thank you, and we want to stop and thank Almighty God for having touched your hearts to see when righteousness was failed. We are told in the book of Micah that we are to seek justice, we are to love mercy, and we are to walk humbly. Those of you who are here today have seen some aspect of that biblical call. You are witnessing to the righteousness of justice. We want to stop and thank the family of Oscar Grant. Please don't be distracted by the drizzle.
Come on.
Be purified by the water that's pouring over your heads at this time. Receive it as a blessing, an anointing from the heavens. The family of Oscar Grant taught all of us in our anger this time last year that it was right for us to put our faith first. They told us that it was right for us to trust in God. They told us that it was right for us to seek justice. They told us it was right to walk humbly. They walked ahead of us and they walked in humility. They showed us what it meant to lose a loved one and not lose faith. Not unlike Mary, that was steadfast at the cross, who had just lost her son, Wanda Johnson, held faith because she knew that justice will eventually unfold. It may not come when we are looking for it, but it will come, and it's important for you on this first anniversary not to lose your faith. It's important for you to understand that the picture of justice may not look like what you envisioned it to look like. It may look like a change of venue to Los Angeles. It may look like that. It may look like demonstrations in which police do not seem to get it. We understand that. Justice may not look like what you are looking for. And so as this new year unfolds, and we call upon each of you to maintain your faith, for you to continue to expect justice, we want you to continue to walk humbly but firmly. Now, some people think that the word humbly means that you are passive. It's okay to put up your fist. It's okay to raise your voice. It is okay for you to demand justice. It's okay for you to hold people accountable. It's okay for you to do that. It's okay for you to look mad. It's also okay for you to smile when you look the devil in the face and say, "Not on my watch." So we want to encourage you, do not lose your faith. Believe me, that for us who are marking an anniversary commemorating the crossing over of Oscar Grant, his movement into a zone of peace, that for whatever pain we might feel as a community, there is a mother, and I want that mother to come stand beside me right now, Sister Wanda, Reverend Wanda Johnson. I want you all to stop and understand that this is the face of faith. This is the face of humility. This is the face of a woman who is seeking justice. She loves mercy. She walks humbly. And we must continue to walk behind her as she and her family lead us to the justice that we may not recognize, the justice that we will trust in, because we are turning our faith exclusively to the God of creation. Amen? Amen. I give you my sister, the Reverend Wanda Johnson.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you. This is a peace demonstration, a peace celebration, and we celebrate the life of Oscar, and we celebrate that there is change taking place. We celebrate because as we work together in unity, we will see change. Only change can be accomplished when we work together by one in prayer, by two, and united we stand, but divided we will fall. So as we work together in peace to ensure justice, justice will prevail. Justice will have its course. We believe that justice, we may see, God is our final judge, and he will ensure that justice is won. And I'd like to introduce to you Pastor Alvin Rogers, my pastor, who will come up and speak. Come on and give him a hand clap.
Bible says in Psalms 47 and 1, "Oh, clap your hands, all ye people, and shout unto God with the voice of triumph." Now transfer that and put your hands together and give God a praise. Everybody standing here. Come on, open your mouth. Come on. It's all right. Amen. Amen. I speak peace to everyone that's here today. I give honor to God, first of all. The Bible says in Acts 4:12, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved other than the name of Jesus." I speak peace to the family, and the thought today is a vision of hope. We really give honor to Sister Wanda. She's very strong and courageous, because who among us could lose one of our children and have this much strength to persist to bring about justice? Amen. And so we give honor to her. We give honor to her. And all of you who have been associates and friends, and you have prayed, and you've given your financial support, and you've protested, and all of this, that justice might be recognized, we give honor to you. Amen. Colossians 1:27 says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. So I address all the people that know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, in whom the Spirit of God and the gospel of Jesus Christ is housed. Only by that power shall we come about and bring about justice. 1 year ago, something happened at this BART station which was atrocious, and the films of that and the record of that flashed across the world. Years ago, it was when certain crimes were committed, maybe in the backwoods of a certain state, maybe in the corner of a certain project, you couldn't get any proof. You couldn't find out if it was true or not. But now, our technological age has caused things to be forensically observed. And because of what happened last year, phones and, you know, cell phones and things of that nature. And so now we see that God is getting his way, whether it's technologically or through a supernaturally divine way. And so we thank God today for this family. We thank God today for all of the help. We thank God today for what God is doing. Now, the trial has been moved to LA. And I think that's rather comical, because they think that they can move something out of an area and move it away from the mandate of God. The Bible says in Job 12:17 that he leadeth the counsels away spoiled, and he makes the judges fools. He can make a judge fool here or in LA. He can make a judge fool here or in New York City. And so I looked at the name of Oscar, and I looked up the meaning of his name. There's a spiritual and there's a Hebrew connotation of his name. It means appointed of God. It means appointed of God. Now Luke 19:10 speaks of Jesus and says this. It says that he came to seek and to save that which was lost. Everyone in this house, everyone in this area rather, you have been appointed of God to do something great. You were born to solve a divine problem of God. But you have to find out what you have to do to bring about that power that will use you as a catalyst to bring about that solution. Now, could it be that he was appointed of God to live a short life, to come to the place that his life would be called away? Could it be that God used him, that justice might be seen in the Bay Area, that justice might be seen in this region, and that laws might be changed? It could have been that he was born just for that short time to bring about a resolution, and that justice might be seen even here in Oakland. I tell you, God is awesome. Mm-hmm. And so we thank God today. We thank God today. We speak to the hearts of you who have been very strong in support. And let me say this as I conclude. Memory can be positive and memory can be negative. You can remember some things. It can cause a spiritual, mental, and physical release that can cause you detriment and can hurt you. Memory also can be that which is released in your system, and it can cause you joy and great gladness. But I tell you this, over the last year, I believe some of you have been allowing your memories of Oscar, the positive parts, to build you and make you strong and think about the good times that you've had with him or the things that you've read about him. But I tell you this, do not let the fires of negative memory burn down those things that have been constructed up until this point. Be strong. The Bible says, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. And those of you that know Jesus Christ, I speak to you, for you shall be the catalyst that shall uphold all of these things that are going to take place that will bring the justice that this family deserves. Put your hands together for Jesus Christ. I'm talking to you today. I am Wanda's pastor. I'm Pastor Alvin Rogers of the Abundant Life and Generation Ministries. My daughter is Minister Angela Rogers, and she does sign interpretation. If there's anyone in the audience that's hearing impaired, you will be able to understand her sign movements, because they're actual signs which people who are hearing impaired can understand. I present to some and introduce to others Minister Angela Rogers of Abundant Life New Generation Ministries.
The junk. This battle ain't yours. It's the Lord's. Think about it. And then start shouting. Help me sing.
There's no pain, Jesus can feel. There's no pain.
Come on.